time for us to talk some Maine Black Bear hockey. And to do that, we turn to the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How is your week going?
Going fine. Great week.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. The Black Bears getting set to go back on the road as well. They do every week. We had to do a little juggling as well. Second straight week that Red, who usually occupies this time slot, is on the ice practicing. You would normally be with us on Friday, but they'll be playing tomorrow afternoon. So once again, you've shown your extreme flexibility and leaped into Red's spot here. So we appreciate you doing that for us.
Once again, I'm showing that unless the Maine Black Bears are playing hockey, I have nothing else going on.
No, I know better than that now. How's that hockey rink in the backyard working out?
Good. With our, we've talked about before, but it's the first year we've had it. So we're still learning how to be good caretakers of the ice and how to properly Zamboni the ice. We have a method. So you got to keep a nice top layer of ice, but it's a lot of fun. The kids really, really enjoy it. And I've been out there several times with them skating around. So yeah, we're having a great time with it.
You can't, Red won't let you borrow a Zamboni from Alphonse?
No, he won't. Rude.
I see you driving that down 95. I'll have it back in about an hour, Red, I promise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the Black Bears off to BU this weekend, and this is a Boston University team that, like a number of other programs, got a late start. But all of a sudden, they're playing very good hockey with three straight wins, and you were telling me earlier today this is a team that's loaded with talent.
Yeah, they're pretty stacked with NHL draft picks. They actually have 12 skaters that have been drafted, and one of their goaltenders is drafted. So they've got 13 players who are, attached to NHL programs. They lost their first game, and as you said, they've won three in a row, and they're a very talented team, top to bottom. So this is going to be a big test for the Black Bears coming off a weekend where they had a big test against Providence and were able to win a game and worked really competitive in both games against the Friars. So we'll see what Maine can do. Another tough challenge is ahead of them.
Yeah, what went well for the Black Bears last weekend? What was the key?
Well, they played discipline, as something Coach has talked about. They didn't take a ton of unnecessary penalties. That was a big key. They stayed in the game. They played their physical game, which is the kind of hockey they want to play. And, they kept the score close. And they also had balanced scoring, which is something that I think is very important for this team. A couple of goals from Ben Poisson. It wasn't just one line that scored. It was a balanced attack on Friday. Saturday, they didn't have the same balanced attack offensively. Ed Detrailmack scored both goals, and they lost on Saturday. So they weren't able to find offense elsewhere in the lineup. But, they played well. One goal loss on Saturday. And they really did play well. It seemed to some of us watching, and I don't know if Coach Gendron did not necessarily agree with this, but it seemed that late in the third period on game number two, they were running out a little bit of steam. The Black Bears were kind of running out of energy after back-to-back and two tough games. But, they played well overall and lots to build on.
Well, the road has got to take its toll at some point, if it hasn't already, with this team. And as a result, is it important for fans and I guess everybody involved to temper their expectations a little bit, understanding what an odd season this is?
I think so. I mean, I was thinking back about last season where they played seven games in a row on the road, a stretch right after the holidays last year. And, for me, just traveling to those games, when that road swing was over, I was exhausted. Of course, I don't do anything too crazy. I'm just there calling the games and watching the games and doing our thing. But that was a tough stretch. That was four different places they had to travel, seven games overall. And here they go. They're going to play their ninth and tenth games in a row on the road. So you have to think it factors in. The players, talking to a couple of them this week, they said that they're used to it at this point, and they don't care where they're playing. They're just happy to play. But anyway, that that has to factor in. And a couple notes here, Rich. We can talk about, if you want, talk about the schedule and what Hockey East did this week. I'm not sure if you've talked about it yet or not.
I see they've changed some game times, but is there more news?
Yeah, so they have changed game times. So originally, Maine was playing. They're playing tomorrow at 3:30. That stays the same. But on Saturday, they're not playing at night. They were originally set to play at 6:30 on Saturday night. They're now playing at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So the UMaine men's and women's teams are both going to BU this weekend.
Right.
So the men will play 3:30 tomorrow, play 1 o'clock on Saturday, then they'll be done, and then the women will play Saturday night and Sunday. So this just helps to keep things separated. So a 1 o'clock game on Saturday for the Maine men. But what Hockey East has done for the whole league, anything that was scheduled after this weekend going forward, that has all been taken off the calendar. So basically, there's no schedule going forward. The league will schedule games week by week.
Wow. Wow.
That makes sense. So what they're trying to do is make sure that everybody has the opportunity to play everybody else, and this will give them a chance to find the games that work. So, for example, if Providence can't play, but Maine can, now Maine will play Northeastern instead of Providence. So it makes it a lot easier for the league. Instead of canceling games and rescheduling, they've wiped the slate clean, and they'll release their schedule weekly.
Obviously, there's a long way to go, and hopefully we were able to get some people vaccinated and move forward, but we're also going to be some more tough days ahead with this virus. I mean, is there any thought that maybe all this might not be worth it for teams?
I don't know. I mean, I've asked my question to myself, and I know, other people who cover sports and stuff and that I talk to have asked that question. I don't think the teams think that way. I think the players want to play, right? And all these sports, they want to play. So that's kind of out of my area of discussion. But I think they want to do the best they can to play and stay safe. And so far, things have gone pretty well. The hockey team had that hiccup a few weeks ago. Oh gosh, maybe a month ago now. It all blends together. But where they had a presumptive positive that ended up being not a positive. So far, so good for the men's program on the hockey side. But we know the men's program on the basketball side has paused team activities. So
yeah. Although, as you know, I mean, and we see it in schools too. We were talking about this in terms of high school sports earlier. The teams are doing much better than the general population when it comes to, apparently following the guidelines and steering largely clear of the virus.
Yeah, because they want to play. Mm. They're not going to take the extra risks where maybe somebody who doesn't play a sport is not as concerned. It would be my guess. That's just my my guess. But I think they're doing the best that they can to try to play these games.
And then the plan is for Hockey East that whenever they wrap it all up, that everybody's going to make the playoffs.
I need to do more research on that. I heard a conflicting report this week. Somebody told me they're sticking to eight. They're going to stick to the eight, which I don't know. So I'm going to try to do a little more digging on that. Maybe get Larry on the case on that one.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll check with you again next week on that. So tomorrow you're on the air at what, 3 o'clock with the pregame show?
Yeah, we're on the air at 3, normal pregame show. We'll hear from Coach Gendron. We'll get ready for the game at 3:30. And if fans are interested, they're playing these games at Walter Brown Arena. They're not playing at the newer place, the Aganis Arena. They're playing at the old building, Walter Brown, because they're using the Aganis Arena for COVID testing.
Right.
So for that area.
And because you're doing it remotely, you'll be home about 15 minutes after they wrap it up, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, John,
I know, Maine Black Bears, the Maine Black Bears teams in BU had a lot of great battles over the years at Walter Brown Arena, yeah. So they'll be back in there this weekend.
Absolutely. I hear John on the call on the Black Bear Sports Network for Maine and BU. Again, 3:30, drop the puck tomorrow, 1 o'clock start on Saturday. John, we thank you as always. Have good broadcasts, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Thank you, Rich. Talk to you later.
All right, John Shields, talking Maine hockey with us on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by... Mike Toole and the crew at ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike at 307-7718.